Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call of Modi's Nirman Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Mahek Modi, CFO, and Adfactors IR team. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will have the forum open for the interactive Q&A session. I must remind you that this conference may include forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinion, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahek Modi for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Danish. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my privilege to present the performance update of Modi's Nirman Limited for the third quarter and 9 months of FY26. The period has been transformational for the country and for the company, both in terms of the financial performance and strategic progress. We have delivered our strongest ever 9-month result, and more importantly, we have achieved this while maintaining financial discipline and execution clarity. While speaking on the numbers of the 9 months, for the first 9 months ending December 31, 2025, our revenue from operations stood at 137 crore, reflecting a robust growth of 103% year-on-year. Our EBITDA grew by more than 102% to 30.89 crore and PAT increased by approximately 105% to 24.77 crore. Notably, our nine months profit has already surpassed our full year earnings of FY25, which demonstrates the strength of our execution model and revenue recognition system. EBITDA margins improved to 22.32%, while PAT margin rose to 17.9%, reflecting operating leverage and disciplined cost management. Equally important, we continue to maintain debt-free even as we scale revenues and expand our development pipeline. In the current real estate market environment where funding cost remains elevated, our conservative capital structure provides stability and flexibility. I would now like to speak beyond the number, that is why the quarter was marked by significant strategic developments as well. We secured a key redevelopment mandate in Borivali West with an estimated gross development value of approximately 250 crore. This strengthens our presence in high demand western suburban micro markets, where aging housing stock and strong user end demand continue to drive the redevelopment. Our acquisition philosophy remains selective and disciplined. We only focus on societies where execution clarity is there, approval, visibility, and marginable sustainability is there. While selecting societies, we look into these factors so that it is easier for us to execute the project in terms of starting it and the completion as well. During the period, I would also like to tell that we completed the merger of our wholly subsidiary company, that is Shri Modi's Nirman Private Limited, into the listed Modi's Nirman Limited. The merger enhances operational alignment, strengthens our balance sheet structure, and improves long-term scalability. Additionally, one more big milestone was achieved, that is our migration to the BSE and NSE main board has been completed, which enhanced our government standards, improved visibility among institutions, investors, and strengthened overall market credibility. Operationally, I would also like to add something that we, in the last quarter, we delivered and handed over one of our projects, Rashmi Vasudev, in Borivali West, delivering 19 flats on time. In redevelopment, timely position is the ultimate measure of trust. Every successful delivery enhances our brand equity and builds confidence among society. At the same time, our ongoing projects in Kandivali, Borivali, Malad, Goregaon, and Jaisar are progressing steadily. The advancement of projects such as Rashmi Signature Square have been going on tremendous work. We just launched one more project of ours in the first quarter of this year, that is on 9th February, we launched Rashmi Icon, and probably in the next month, we'll be also launching Rashmi Avenue as well. So, the target for these two, this quarter has been launching the two projects. Our redevelopment model is simple. It is an asset-light model, which is our core strength. We focus on society redevelopment, MARA, SRA, wherein there is minimum upfront land acquisition cost, which preserves our margin. As projects mature, revenue recognition accelerates and inherent operating leverage improves the profitability. The improvement in margins this quarter reflects our structural advantages. In January 26, in January 2026, we also established Modi Navnirman Foundation, reinforcing our commitment to the ESG values and community development. Redevelopment is not merely about replacing old structures. It is upgrading lifestyle, enhancing safety standards, and contributing to sustainable urban transformation. Our philosophy remains anchored in responsible growth and long-term value creation. Looking ahead, our roadmap is clear. We will accelerate construction across ongoing projects to maintain delivery timelines and optimize revenue realization. We'll continue to pursue selective development mandates in Bombay, in the western and the southern region, focusing on opportunities that only meet our financial and operational benchmarks. We are committed to maintaining our debt-free status and funding expansion primarily through internal, accurate and disciplined capital allocation. Margin protection will enable a priority. We will continue strengthening our governance standards and investor engagement following our migration to the main board. India's real estate sector is undergoing structural transformation driven by urbanization, regulatory transparency and consolidation towards organized developers. Mumbai's redevelopment opportunity remains particularly strong due to the aging housing stock and limited land availability. We believe that we are strategically positioned to capture this growth wave with discipline and confidence. In closing, I would say that our performance in the first 9 months of FY26 reflects more than just financial growth. It reflects structural momentum in our business model, strategic clarity in project selection, operational excellence in execution, and financial prudence in capital management. Our objective remains consistent, calibrated growth supported by strong cash flows, disciplined cost structures, and long-term value creation rather than volume-driven expansion. We once again remain committed to building not just projects but lasting trust and sustainable value for all our stakeholders. Once again, I would repeat that Modi's Navnirman Limited, we just don't build walls, we create homes. Thank you for your continued support and confidence. I would like Mr. Dani to open it for the Q&A.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with the question and answer session now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Our first question comes from the line of Vishwedar Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Sir, I wanted to ask, what is the current inventory and can you like bifurcate on the projects like Celestia, Sundar Sangam and Om Shraddha?
So, in terms of inventory, probably the inventory in Rashmi Celestia is very less. The project is nearly about completion and I have only 4 units left. Probably I'm going to get the occupation certificate of the project in the next 10 or 15 days. So inventory in that Rashmi Celestia is very less. I have inventory in Rashmi Square and it is going at par with what we had calculated in terms of sales. In terms of sales for Rashmi Signature, that is a little slow. But that is due to the sample clash and everything what we have not started still. So once that starts, the sales in that product will also boost up.
Okay, so any rough number on the inventory side? What is the current inventory size? Like, as of H1, we had somewhere around 149 crore.
In which project are we speaking?
In total, on our books.
On our books. Inventory, yes, just a second. I can tell you what is the inventory. I will have to check and update.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Another question that I had was on the GDP of Rashmi Square and Manoraj. So, like, can you share the total GDP of both the projects and how much have we booked till now?
GDP of the project gross development value of Rashmi Square will be 130 odd crores.
Okay.
Of Rashmi Square. And
yes,
we have booked as of now to probably we might have booked just a second. There is some networking issue in the file. There is a networking issue in the file. In the working. You need the GDP of this one as well, right?
Yes, Manoraj.
Manoraj, you know? That will be around 60 odd crores.
We have remaining of 70 crore in the square project.
Sorry?
So we have remaining of around 70 crore in
I'm talking GDP of Manoraj is going to be probably around 60 crore and GDP of this is around 130 crore. I'm talking both the projects GDP.
Okay. And how much have we booked for both the projects?
Both the projects we have Facebook for as of now Square has been
20
around 45-50 crores we have booked.
Okay, for Rashmi Square.
Yeah.
And any booking or an order?
Manoraj there has not gone too hard because the project is still going. So probably there also it will be 7-8 crores of inventory booked.
7-8 crores. Okay, sir. Another question that I had was, I wanted to know that we booked some revenue on the, as we show in the presentation, from different projects which are also lined up in like 2027. But our revenue recognition is like when we hand over the, you know, ownership of the project.
Revenue recognition goes through the Ind AS thing. So the project which we are going to do start, we have not booked any revenue in those projects. Example, Rashmi Icon and Rashmi Avenue, the two projects which are started in this quarter of the last quarter, Q4, we have not booked anything in the prevailing result.
Got it. But like we have booked somewhere around 20.8 crore of Rashmi's signature and it is slated for 2027. So how does that work?
Rashmi signature, the project has been on the completion side, right? So probably this year end I'll be delivering the project. So that is why I have recognized around 28-30 crores of revenue.
Okay, got it. And last one question on the Rashmi Icon and the other project that you got on the BOI staff. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So can you tell the GDP and the, like, what is the expectation of revenue recognition?
GDP of Rashmi Sheetal, we are expecting around 250 crore. And GDV of Rashmi Icon is approximately near the range of 200, if I can give you a ballpark figure. Less, it will be 190 to 200 will be the GDV value.
Okay, and likely expecting any contribution from any of these projects in FY27?
Yes. Rashmi, okay. Icon and Rashmi Avenue probably in post half, not in the first two quarters, the third quarter probably will be recognizing because we follow the minimum 25% minimum we recognize revenue only when 25% of the cost has been incurred. That is what the loss is of the indirect. So we keep it that only once 25% of the cost of the project is done, then only we book the inventory and sales and everything.
Okay, got it. Just last question, if you are on there, can you share the GDV of Rashmi Delight and Rashmi Signature?
Rashmi Delight will be around 50 crore.
And
Rashmi Signature will be around 190 to 200 to each one.
And have you booked any from Delight and Signature? And Signature means
Delight,
yeah, but total
Delight has been negligible around. It is very negligible in terms of booking the revenue.
Okay, and for Signature, how much have you booked till now?
Around, I said, 29 crores of inventory has been booked.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Reminder, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Next question comes from the line of Urmi Shah from Money Vices. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yes sir, you are.
Yeah. So, my first question is on the realization front. So, could you just tell me what's the realization from per square foot for Q3 also and for the 9 month also?
Per square foot as an idea, do you want?
Average sale price per square foot.
Average sale price will be around 25-27,000.
25-27. And for going forward, as we have projects lined up for completion also and for starting also new projects, what is the headroom for expansion in this case itself? Do you see any expansion?
In terms of price, you are saying?
Yeah, in terms of price. What's the current market trend and as
the market trend is going to be the same. See, the market trend, once, so what happens in real estate is, people tend to, for, because we are debt free and everything, we hold on to the sale value. We don't sell at initial discount levels and everything. That is what a lot of debt people do. They start off with around 21,000, 22,000, 23,000, then they take to 25, then during the completion they go to 27,000, 28,000, 30,000. So to maintain the average. In our case, we go maintain the average.
Right.
So
and,
our
if,
average for
yeah,
is around 27,000.
Okay, sir. Sir, and if I see the numbers for the 9 months, our gross profit margin has dipped a bit. Would you just throw some light on that?
See, in terms of that, two things have happened. One was Vasudev got completed, so the recognition of revenue was also high from that project. Plus, I think the project was 100% sold out and everything. So there we got good thing. And we changed, due to migration into the main board, our accounting standards also changed.
Okay.
So that was the second reason for jump in revenue also.
Right. And our margins are quite healthy. So
yeah, margins are going to be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this is one of the main reasons is debt free.
Yeah, sure. That obviously is a key driver for our healthy margin. But I want to know, since we are doing the Borivali redevelopment project with a GDV of 250 crores, What will be the margin profile for that particular project, if you can just throw some light?
We'll be going same. Around.
At the same run rate?
Yeah, same run rate.
Okay, sir. So, and my final question is, what is the percentage of ongoing inventory versus pre-sold inventory, if you could just bifurcate that?
In terms of pre-sold or pre-sales, we don't do that. We don't upload any pre-sales number also, because my answer is going to be the same. We are a debt-free company, so we don't have to, we do channel partner events, all the events.
Revenue booking is different.
Yeah, pre-sales the property. That is why we have not been showing the pre-sales revenue or pre-sales also, because we don't sell only on the, for example, in this quarter, in the fourth quarter, we launched Rashmi Icon on February
6th.
So it was just purely our Bhoomi Pujan going on. There was nowhere sales meeting or anything regarding to sales. You understand? So that is why we don't give any pre-sales number, or we don't sell off anything.
Right. So
we have one holding capacity and capital allocation, so that it is good for us.
Right, sir. And sir, one more question. We had seen the construction input costs of certain raw materials, on an increasing front and bit a volatile front. So, are they stabilizing, or what's the trend going there?
Sir, they have stabilized because of the metal increasing. Little here and there has been happening. But that is part and parcel of our business, because we rely on steel also. The rate goes up and everything because of other factors. Then we have the copper has been on a high little. So a lot of changes happen, but the volatile factors we keep in mind while acquiring the projects. So there are margins in terms of all those things as well. So that is why they don't hamper us so much.
Right, sir. Thank you. I'll join back the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one in order to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, remind us, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Dhruv Nimani from Niveza Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. So I was just going through your financials that were uploaded in September and the financials were uploaded for this December quarter. When I see, there is a sharp difference in the yearly revenue that we have booked. This is for FY25, the revenue has shown. In this quarter we have shown 103 crores and in the September for FY25 revenue was 86. So can you tell me why there is such a large difference?
I told you, in the third quarter we changed our accounting standard, wherein our recognition model was first GAAP model, and now it has been, because the main code compulsory requires indirect system. So we have shifted to the indirect system, one reason. Second reason, in the third quarter, we completed Rashmi Vasudev, project. So 100% revenue recognition and everything happened in that quarter. So the sales and everything, because the project got completed and we received, OC of that project. So the recognition and everything boosted us. Plus we have a little bit of edge in Rashmi Celestia. As of now also, we have only 4 inventories left and we are due to get OC this month. So the flat sold has also helped in the last quarter. So the revenue
in revenue recognition, let's say when we used to recognize revenue in GAAP and now we recognize in Ind AS, what has changed in recognizing the revenue?
So what was the thing in terms of in GAAP, we used to follow the project completion method. And Ind AS is more on business is more on percentage of the completion and sales. It affects both the components.
Okay, percentage completion plus sales.
Yeah. So we are booking sales. Because what happens is, during the gap model, initially, in development, a lot of members also take additional areas and all those things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we have good amount of sold to all old flat owners as well. So, during that revenue used to not be recognized early on. And that revenue is also, from day one, we have been recognizing.
Okay, that's what there is for
Linda. That is one thing, Rashmi Vasudev got completed, sold off. The 100% inventory in that project is completed. Rashmi Celestia we have completed. So Rashmi Celestia got completed in the second week of January. The whole building. And we are due to get OC this month. So, if the buildings were ready, so people could take easier decisions. So, in the month of post Diwali, the deals happened quite a few.
Okay, understood. And sir, in our presentation, this is Vasudev is completed, we have shown that there is a key project metric for 9 months, one slide. We have shown revenue as 14.67 crore and spend as 14.480 crore. So this is for quarter 3 or 9 months?
Just a second. It is for 9 months, I guess.
Okay, so the revenue that we have booked is less than the spends, correct?
Yeah, because there is a difference in the quarter, the revenue recognition system as well, no?
So initially we have booked more revenue in last day.
We sold off more properties also in the Q3, so revenue booking was also good.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. In order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Reminder, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone in order to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Vishwinder Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I wanted to ask, like, after this recognition change, like, what is the expected revenue booking that we are seeing for fourth quarter and the next financial year?
The fourth quarter, probably, the revenue from operations was around 138 crore for 9 months. So probably this run rate only we are expecting.
Okay.
That will be achieved because Rashmi Celestia will also be completed in this quarter. So, revenue recognition will be good in this quarter as well.
Okay. And like for FY27, what sort of booking are we targeting from process?
FY27, we are targeting around 225-230 crore of revenue recognition in the next year.
Got it. And like, can we expect similar margins going ahead? Because
The margins will be good.
Okay, got it. Can you please repeat on the fourth quarter? I did not got the whole point. Like,
probably 9 months our revenue has been 137 crore. So for 12 months we are targeting around 180 crore of revenue.
For FY26, am I correct?
Yeah, the fourth quarter, yes.
Okay, okay. And another question on the finance part, like, are we looking to raise any debt for funding our future project?
No.
Okay, so like, how does the financing part of the project work? Do we take any advances before, and what sort of funding are we like booking on the?
The main criteria in redevelopment happens is timely completion. So we have been completing projects in every quarter or every half year. So that helps us a lot. In one major reason is the timely completion, so that our inventory gets sold off, and once we are launching projects, so there are a lot of the cycle goes it in that manner. So that helps us to not, you know, go towards the debt area.
Okay, so like most of our projects are funded on their itself, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Just a last quick question on the commentary on the Mumbai overall demand. How are you seeing the demand perspective from the customer?
The demand is wonderful, good. I don't see any prices going down in Bombay. Prices either will be stable or upward trend. The only concern is going to be that there will be choices for the flat owners. So you have to make good flats and in good location. If these two criteria get fulfilled, then I don't think sales is going to be an issue.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Viraj Shah from JJPMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, you may please proceed ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon. First of all, congratulations on the robust financial performance and successful mitigation to the main boards. I have a question. So, given the current liquidity constraint in broader,
your voice is a little bit cracking. You're disturbing me, sir.
Yeah. How's it now, sir?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So, given the current liquidity constraints in the broader small cap space, how is the management positioning the company to improve its institutional appeal? So, are there any specific friction in the in attracting domestic or foreign funds at this stage?
As of now, no. As of now, we are not looking for anything. So we are not looking to, you know, get go on board any foreign institutions or anyone.
Okay. Sir, I have one more question. While the company has delivered a strong profit growth and achieved the debt-free status, the stock trading volume remains relatively subdued. In your opinion, what are the primary barriers to better liquidity on this edge, on this end?
Frankly, the volume, I don't know, more focus on that. I just focus on delivering the result. The volume is just what we think is people have confidence in us, so that is why they don't come out to sell their stocks. That is what we think. Because even if there are no, I don't see any reason for no volume, but people, once they take it, they hold it and they keep it on the long term. That is what I see.
Okay. So that's it from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Reminder, if anyone wish to ask a question, may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Vishwinder Singh from Student Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I actually wanted to confirm if any of our projects saw any delay like for the past 2 months because some halt on construction due to pollution was imposed. So did you see any longer?
So we have been taking all the measures which the government, the BMC has told us to take. So there have been no stoppers or anything. There will be just, you have to follow the guidelines, nothing else.
We got it. And just wanted to confirm, you mentioned that one of our projects would be going by the end of this year. So what was that project and Can you confirm?
End of this year?
You were mentioning one of our projects will be going live in like last of this year, last half.
In the fourth quarter, we are going to complete one more project. The current quarter which is going on, the one project Russian Celestia will be completed. We'll be receiving the OC, occupation certificate of the project. So, that was one thing.
Okay, so you mentioned that we would be booking almost 180 crores. So, out of this, Celestia, are we expecting roughly around 40 crores in the fourth quarter?
No, not Celestia only. I have the currently there are 6 projects in the portfolio, in the company. So all will be contributing, Celestia will be contributing it on a higher scale because the project will be, as I told you, the index system goes on the completion percentage as well. So once that is 100% completed, whichever stock is there in work in progress and in the accounting standard, all will be booking it. So a good sum of sale will be recognized in this quarter.
Oh, got it. And just last request, can you please share again what was the previous recognition system and what will be going forward?
Before the migration, we were into GAAP method and now we follow the Ind AS system. The first it was more on the project completion only, percentage completion. Now it is entirely on the project completion and pay. Both are interlinked. So that there are a few changes in terms of that as well. Higher recognition of sales and profitability.
Got it. Okay, that will be all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Virat Sahu from RK Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thank you for giving me this opportunity. First of all, I wanted to ask the total GDV value of our total project portfolio. If you may ask that.
The GDV of all the projects?
Yes, sir. Ongoing and the upcoming projects which we have, in the, which are into the portfolio, leaving the completed ones.
Leaving the completed ones, you want... probably in terms of revenue, it will be upwards of 1,000 crore.
Okay. We are targeting which segment? Are we into looking at a per square feet value of 25,000? I think we are into more of a affordable type of segment or affordable and mid income. So
no. Affordable goes lower than that. This goes into the medium segment.
Okay, and just one question I wanted to ask on the margins. So we enjoy around 21% margin. As if I talk about Q3, we have done around 21% of PAT margins. But if we see other peers in redevelopment and this real estate segment, they do this kind of margin in EBITDA levels. So, just wanted to ask how we enjoy this higher margin in the...
Debt-free. One of the major reasons.
So, only...
One of the major reasons? No. There are a lot of reasons. This is our own expertise which we have been doing the business. So, that helps in keeping the margins high. But one of the main reasons is debt-free because you don't take funding from out. You don't have to pay interest or fixed cost which goes into... everything. So that helps us a lot.
Okay. And how is the competition in Mumbai of redevelopment? So I think there is a lot of competition. What is our mode that people select us for their redevelopment project?
The competition is high, but still people see in Bombay now. Firstly, probably I'll tell you before 3-4 years, people didn't have so much of knowledge in terms of RERA, BMC, what schemes and what approvals are going on. Now people have knowledge, so that has made our life more easier. And the major factor why people choose us is that our project gets delivered on time. So the emotional point of view where in redevelopment it comes that and handing over my flag to you. So that becomes an emotional point for everyone. And that only we achieve it in a faster way to, you know, hand it over back to them. So that has been our driving force for acquisition.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Vishwinder Singh from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted a confirmation that in the third quarter, we saw an EBITDA margin of 27%, like mainly due to Vasudev handover. So what sort of normalized EBITDA margin for the full year can we expect going ahead?
For this quarter?
No, going ahead. Like, what would be your annualized EBITDA margin that we can expect?
Around, I'll be targeting this EBITDA margin only because one of the major reasons is probably we have a continuous cycle of going on and completion of projects. So if you see, in this year, we'll be completing Rashmi Square as well.
Okay.
So, probably in the second quarter or the third quarter, we'll be completing Rashmi Square with occupation. So,
okay.
In the fourth quarter, this next quarter, we'll be launching projects. After that, we'll be completing projects. So, our EBITDA margins have been strong.
So, can we expect going at the 25 to 27% EBITDA margin for the full year?
Yeah, more or less, it is going to be the same. You can keep a bracket of 22 to 25.
Okay, got it. And like, can you share something on the upcoming projects on the Rashmi Paradise and Rashmi Gold, if available?
See, Rashmi Paradise is already been, it is in the approval stages to the BMC. So, we are targeting post-rainy season.
Okay.
Or during the rainy season, what do we say? The starting of the project.
Got it. And for gold?
Gold probably the third or fourth quarter of 2020.
Okay. And on the Rashmi Sheetal part?
That also same. Rashmi Gold and Sheetal will be going hand to hand.
Okay, okay. So both will be expected in Q3, Q4?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it, sir.
So that is why I told you EBITDA margins, because completion of projects will be happening in Q3. Q3 and Q4 and new launches will also be happy.
Got it. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you will press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Neha Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Neha, you may please proceed ahead with your question. Neha, if you want to ask a question, you may please proceed. Ms. Neha, you may please unmute yourself and you may proceed ahead with your question. There's no response from Neha. As there are no further questions from the participant, we'll conclude the call. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to the @Vector IRT. On behalf of Modi's Navnirman Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.